Hello. My name is Marcos from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics. Your answers are anonymous and confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
Well, I would have a few minutes, but to tell you the truth, in terms of names of people and politicians in Maryland, I don't really follow it closely. You know, I pick up the news in the morning and it's generally national, but you could ask me the questions. I'll answer them as best I can.
Yeah, okay. Are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president? Do you
No, I just go ahead. Finish asking.
do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Wes Moore is doing as governor?
Here in Maryland? Wes Moore.
As a governor, Wes Moore, do you approve or disapprove of the job Wes Moore is doing as governor? Do you strongly
Well,
approve?
I just don't follow it that much. So, if you're asking me in general regarding the state of Maryland, I mean, it doesn't look like they're making much progress on a lot of issues, like the police and, you know, runaway murders in Baltimore City. I mean, I don't know who's responsible for that. Westmoreland may or may not be. I don't know.
Would you say you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove or somewhat approve or strongly approve?
I would say I somewhat disapprove to the best because of my lack of knowledge.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as president?
Yes, I do approve of what he did. I very much do. Go ahead.
You strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve. He didn't get us in wars. He talked to people in their best interest regarding their country. We have wars all over the world now. We didn't have all that when Trump was in there. He's a man with a lot of knowledge and a lot of skills. And people, they look at him because sometimes he could raise his voice a little bit. Too damn bad. He gets the job done, and he got it done in peace.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
I don't think she's doing her job. If she was doing her job, we wouldn't have a border which looks like crap. We wouldn't have all those countries down there with, or not countries, but the states down there having to struggle to maintain their sanity, I'm sure, with so many new people coming in and with what they've done with the border and children being, you know, abused. We all act like we don't know it. It's a damn shame. It really is. We all ought to be up in arms out there marching the streets. It's wrong what's going on in this country.
Would you say you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I disapprove because I don't think she's doing her job. She's the one that's supposed to be in charge of the border. Do you ever see her down there? Does she ever talk about it?
Would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Well, obviously, strongly disapprove of the job she's doing.
And overall, would you say things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction?
I would say overall, they're moving in the wrong direction.
And if the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
Well, obviously, I would vote for Donald Trump.
Okay. And for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrats, Donald Trump, the Republicans, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
I would still vote for President Trump. I think he has a broader knowledge internationally, and I think he really cares about the people.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at our southern border?
Well, I don't see that he's handling it at all. He's ignoring it. He's doing nothing. If he was doing something, it would have been closed a long time ago. We got hundreds and sometimes thousands of people a day dying of fentanyl. We've got recently this week two mothers crying over the deaths of their girls because of how they were mistreated by people coming into our country. Now, if it was Trump in there, he would be with those mothers trying to console them. Did you hear any little peep of anything from Mr. Biden? No, but if he hears anything about his son, his son, you know. It's just a shame. It's a shame what's going on.
Okay. Would you say strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove of what Biden's doing. I would strongly disapprove that he's, because I don't think he's doing anything to stop what's going on.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy?
Well, I don't think he is. No, I don't approve of it. I don't approve of it. I think I strongly disapprove of what he's doing.
Strongly disapprove. And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy?
No.
I strongly disapprove.
Yes, because the people are having to pay, they're paying more for food. People are losing their jobs because certain companies are closing down. It's the people that pay the money to support our representatives, and our representatives are not correcting the errors that are going on. It's like they don't even see it. And I'm not any smart, brilliant person, but I see the errors that are there, and I think they see it too. And if they're representing us, they should be standing up for more of it, especially the Republicans. They should fight back harder.
Okay. And due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Would you support or oppose an increase in Maryland's sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
Well, I have to see the wider picture. I couldn't really say unless I saw. All I know is we can't keep borrowing money. Well, our kids, the children and grandchildren of the adults today, they're not going to know what to do if we keep spending money we don't have. They're not going to know how to fix it. So I can't answer that question because I don't really see what the whole picture is.
Would you say you would strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support, like for taking more money for fixing roads and stuff like that? Actually, I think it's more important that we do something. I would strongly oppose it for this reason. If they have money to spend, we'll get along with our roads. They're not falling apart. So, you know, in some areas they are. Some other areas do a good job. But we need to help these people in the city. We need to get the police in there. We need to lock up these criminals and so that they stop killing young people. And even if the young people are doing it, they need to fix that. To me, those poor people, they don't have much living in the city anyway. And now they can't even let their children go out the door. That's a sin. It's really a sin.
And which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the states? Would you say maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland, or maintaining and improving mass transits in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MART, like the trains?
Well, I guess for either one, or let's say both of them, I think they should. I think they should try to fix dangerous situations, whether it's on the trains or the buses and the certain roads, which obviously need to be repaired. I think they should do that. But they don't have to throw, you know, excessive money at it and go around talking about the roads. I'm sorry, our people are more important than the roads. But we shouldn't, and that's why we want to make sure that people aren't going to have accidents on, you know, that's why you want to fix it, really, could be fixed, but don't overdo it.
Yes. Currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
To possess a stolen firearm, I guess, yeah. I mean, if somebody stole it, and why did they steal it? I can't really answer it because it depends on how they got it. They might have it and not know it was stolen. You see what I'm saying? That all has to be taken into consideration. And how old is it? Is it kids? Kids that are getting these guns that are stealing them? In their case, I do think they need to be stopped because they don't know what to do with it properly. They're killing 16, 14-year-olds. That's a shame. Even younger.
Would you say you would strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree to stopping it. Is that for the question? Of blocking them off? I somewhat agree with that. Depending on the circumstance.
No, okay. Would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in a death?
Yes. I think they should. I think they should make it well known across the state.
Would you strongly support or somewhat support?
I would strongly support it because they could get their little buttons out and get a job. They don't need to be selling fentanyl and knowing that it's going to be killing people. And they need to make that clear when they make the rule. This is the rule. You sell it, you're going to jail for 10 years at least. No question asked. No, you don't even have to have a jury. Because you need not be selling it, period. Because we know it's killing people.
And do you think that you and your family paid too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
Well, I don't really can't answer that so much. I would say right about the amount. My brother does my taxes for me, and my mom, you know, my family, a good number of them are with the Lord. So I can't really say about the taxes, you know, how compared for families, you know what I mean? The families is a different picture than single people.
Okay. Pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
No, I approve of pregnancy resource centers. This is human life.
Strongly in favor, somewhat in favor, somewhat opposed.
I'm strongly in favor of supporting life. And if we can help a young woman to have her child, even if she decides to give the baby up for adoption. Now, there's people who would love to adopt children, but they can't get them. Or at least I don't know how it is now. I know a couple of years ago, I knew some couples who wanted children, but it was hard. They had to go adopt from other states or other countries. We can't leave God out of this because it happens to be that God created heaven and earth. It happens to be the people that want to admit that or not. So, you know, God's poor life. And when we're not, too bad. Then they need to, people that are not for life, they need to think and rethink and look at our country and say, what happened to us? What happened to us is we left God out. That's what happened to us.
And under a new law, a juvenile 12-year-old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable? Would you strongly be in favor, somewhat in favor?
You said children at 12? Is that what you're saying, children?
Under a new law, a juvenile 12-year-old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested or held accountable?
I think they should be arrested and held accountable. And
would you strongly be in favor or somewhat be in favor?
I'd be strongly in favor of it. Because you're not correcting them. If we're letting them do that, we're as guilty as they are. We're adults. If it was your own child, you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't do it, I don't think. I wouldn't do it. If it's my child, they wouldn't have to put them in jail. They'd be in jail in my house if they were doing that kind of stuff. But apparently, and we have a lot of broken homes today, so that's a big part of the problem. So where men should be, you know, mentoring or having a more control over their children, they, in a lot of cases it's not there. But the kids need to understand, look, there's consequences for this. And it's better for them to learn it at 12 and change than to learn it at 20 when they're in jail for a life because they've never learned a lesson.
Okay. Now, do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollar to pay for free health care for people who enter this country illegally?
If they enter the country legally?
Illegally?
Illegally. If they enter the country illegally, and we're going to pay for their health. And you know what's happening? You probably heard it on the news, too. What's happening is the people who live in the country are not being taken care of first. The immigrants who come in and break the law to get in, and some of them who don't work get paid. No, our country's based upon the fact that you have freedom and that you can use the blessings that God has given you to get a job and work and make some money and take care of yourself and your family. And so when we give everything away, we're sending a message. We're as guilty as these people are. Because we're sending a message to them. It's okay. You know, we're good. We can take care of you. When we're so much in debt, our country's going to be totally destroyed if we don't stop it.
Would you strongly be in favor, somewhat in favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I'd be strongly opposed to giving them help free. They have to do something. I'm not saying that I would ignore someone that really needed, help in a hospital or help in a hospital. But I would be opposed to giving everyone that comes into the country free health care when they don't want to work or they don't think they have to do anything. I'm sorry it doesn't work that way.
And, how frequently do you play the Maryland lottery? Regularly, occasionally, only when the jackpot is big, never?
I don't generally do the lottery at all, never.
And how much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders? A big problem, a problem, not much of a problem, or not a problem at all?
I think that every one of those categories could be marked. It just depends on the people. I think there's people that abuse it, or maybe they have to do it in certain circumstances. And there's people that don't need to do it because they're wealthy. So
would
I think
you say a big problem, a problem, not much of a problem, or not a problem at all?
I would say, as far as I can see, not much of a problem. But that doesn't say much because you'd have to have some statistics on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To really answer correctly.
Okay. And as a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages 25 to 45 years old to play? would you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I would say somewhat oppose. I just don't think we need to entice people into taking chances with their money, especially in these times. I would almost say strongly oppose. Because of because you know, just the money is money's short out there now, and that's what's gonna make it crazy.
And should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike? Would you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Well, I would somewhat oppose it because it would depend on the circumstances. It would depend on why they were doing it, you know, the reason, how legitimate it would be. Because I think them being in, I think those kids being in that classroom is really, really important for their, for them to learn what they're supposed to learn. So I would just say, if it was really essential, I don't know. It depends on the condition.
And do you think mentally sound adults with an incurable terminal illness who has only 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of medical aid in dying to get prescription medication they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep? Yes or no?
That's a hard one for me to answer. I would answer it no, because I have faith and I believe only God has the right to take my life. I don't decide when that happens. You know, sometimes we have to suffer. Sometimes suffering can help us become saintly, really. So that's where I am on that. And of course, people don't have any faith. They wouldn't think that way. So I'm not judging them. I don't know the answer for that for them.
And if you had an incurable terminal illness, still had a sound mind, and had less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of a medical aid in dying? If you had
go ahead.
Yes, if you had an incurable terminal illness and still had a sound mind and had less than 6 months to live and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in dying?
No, yes, I would not. No, the answer is no.
And which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal in all cases. Abortion should be legal in most cases. Abortion should be illegal in most cases. Or abortion should be illegal in all cases.
You know, I think life is sacred. And so I think that abortion should not be legal. But for me to say in all cases, I can't say that, because people's situation can be so, you know, bad maybe that they have to make that decision. And, you know, I can't make that for them even in just assuming something. You know, I'd have to, and I wouldn't want to have to make it, to tell you the truth, because I think I think that childbirth is important, and we're doing something to ourselves when we can kill babies.
Would you say abortion should be illegal in most cases?
Yes. I would put it that way, yes.
Okay. Disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health? Do you consider yourself as having a disability? Yes or no?
Oh, no. I think I'm pretty healthy, actually. I mean, you know, I have a certain number of years on me, but, you know, tell me the possible answers again.
Just yes or no?
What's the general question? You don't have to read all of it, just the general question again for yes or no.
Do I have any major disabilities? Do you consider yourself as having a disability?
No.
No, okay. And Maryland tipped workers, currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages in tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tipped workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top?
So is this like if they're in a restaurant, or is this just in any store, for example?
Maryland tipped workers.
Tip workers.
Currently, just earn $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages in tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tipped workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top? Would you strongly be in favor, somewhat in favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
I would be somewhat in favor, but I think it should be the person that owns the business who should make the decision. I think it should be a little higher than $3 an hour, but that's my personal opinion. But depending on the job, that would be the thing. I don't agree with the state coming in and saying what everything should be, because they can't see the whole picture either, but the man that owns the business can see the whole picture. And he ought to know whether he can give more than $3, and maybe he can't. But maybe he could keep the doors open and give some people a job, even with working at that. So I think some of the questions need to be revised, is basically what I'm saying. So the answer to that would be, I strongly oppose the government for making that decision on the businesses.
Okay, you would strongly oppose, correct?
Yes.
Okay, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 and older?
65 and older.
With which party are you registered to vote? Are you a Democrat or are you a Republican?
I am a Republican.
What is your race? White, African American?
I'm Caucasian. I'm white. I'm English, Irish, and German. go ahead.
What is your religious affiliation? Are you Protestant, Baptist, Catholic, Jewish?
I another am Catholic. Faith?
Catholic?
I am Catholic.
No, okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thanks again for your help. Your opinion is very important. You have yourself a wonderful night.
And you too. Okay. God bless. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.